Mother! Mother, I can't find a tape measure. Can we use this and measure it against something else?
That's a good idea. Hold this in now. I think this is either a 6 or a 7 foot couch.
Well, hey, Daddy's about 6 feet.
Dear, would you mind lying down? We'd like to measure the couch. Oh, very good. Daddy plus this much.
I always thought couches came in even feet.
Daddy, have you measured yourself lately?
Just standing up. It's not too accurate.
Dear, what color shall I get for the couch?
I don't care, but before you have it recovered, let me know so I can get off.
Stay. Overstuffed furniture is coming back.
Doctor! Doctor! Oh, doctor, hurry! It's Celia. She's stretched out, not saying a word.
Get my bag.
Get Daddy's bag.
Get Daddy's
bag.
Yes, get Daddy's bag!
Mr. Wilgus?
No, she's gone. No, I tell you, she's gone. If I Celia were alive, she'd say something.
Celia.
Sheila! What's the matter? Celia, thank heavens, doctor. You brought her back.
You tried to kill me.
No.
I wasn't trying to kill you, honey. I was only practicing my backswing. I was developing a slice. And the pro told me...
You'd better take up tennis, Mr. Wilgus.
Keep that jaw quiet for a couple of days, Mrs. Wilgus.
How much do I owe you, Doctor?
Well, my practice is confined to pediatrics, so let's call it a neighborly emergency and forget it.
Well, please, Doctor. If you hadn't pulled her out of that coma...
You know, Celia's all I have left in the... Well, here's $5.
Oh, please don't try to talk, Mrs. Wilgus. Your jaw needs the rest.
You saved her life. Why, if I didn't have my Celia, I'd have... Take the $5. Please, keep your mouth shut, sweetheart.
Now, if the swelling isn't out in the morning, you call your doctor.
Oh, well, thank you.
Let's go,
you
darling.
Very
give Mrs. Wilgus a chance to rest.
Yes, thank you.
Good night, dear.
Good night. I'll make it up to you, doctor. I'll find a way.
I'm sure you will, Mr. Wilgus.
Night.
Good night.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Alexander. I'm from Carter's Interior Decoration Department.
Oh, yes, Mr. Alexander. Come on in. Right this way.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, weren't you in men's clothing at one time?
I asked to be transferred. Men's suits don't permit much creativity.
Oh, I see. Well, I called to get an estimate. I'd like to have this couch recovered.
Excellent idea.
Well, when we bought this house, it was furnished, and naturally we had to take everything that was in it.
It's homey. Well, let me see what we'll need. This is about a 7 foot couch, isn't it?
Well, I'm not sure. It's about this much longer than my husband.
We have some hand-woven Siamese silks. Very colorful.
Oh, it's lovely. Just lovely. But I don't think I should get something that would clash with the rest of the room.
You wish to maintain the present decor?
Well, I intend to change it gradually, but I'd like to keep this lived-in feeling.
You've achieved that very successfully.
Thank you. How much are the prints?
Where quality and good taste are concerned, I don't think price should be a consideration.
Oh, I agree with you, Mr. Alexander, but I'm by nature very curious. How much are they?
They start at $16 a yard.
Well, I could almost get a new couch, couldn't I?
Yes, I'd consider that. These heavy textured twills are a little less expensive. They run about $11 a yard.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Well, They're not as attractive as the Siamese silks, and if I were going to spend more than I can afford, I'd prefer the Siamese silks. Oh, now this is very interesting. Where does this come from?
Well, let me see. It's not American, and it's not English.
Who do you suspect?
Here's some chintz at $3.50.
Are these the colors it comes in?
Yes, those and smudged cocoa.
Alex, please try to be helpful. I know the silks are more than we can afford, and the cottons and twills are much cheaper. But if we try to save money now, it may cost us more in the long run. What do you think?
Well, darling, I hate to see you faced with this agony of indecision. Why don't we just leave the couch as it is?
It's a very interesting suggestion. I'm sorry you thought of it. Oh, good evening. Come in.
Well, how was your job, Mr. Wilson?
Well, considering that I was on the brink of death due to an accident, and I'm not quite sure still that it was entirely an accident, I'm fine, thanks to you, Dr. Stone. Oh, hello, children. Doing your homework, I see. How nice.
Hello, Mrs. Wilgus.
You know, I may be wasting my time doing this homework, because sometimes the teacher doesn't even pick up the papers.
When you grow up, you will be very glad that you did your homework, even though you hate it now.
Celia's talking much better, isn't she?
Yes.
It's miraculous recovery.
Of course, it still hurts terribly when I open my mouth.
Poor Celia, I beg her to keep it shut.
Shall we sit down?
Oh, thank you.
Like some coffee?
Oh, why, that would be...
Thank you, no.
Well, that would be very nice. Thank you, no.
Oh, we were trying to decide upon a fabric for the couch. Of course, the one we like the most is the most expensive.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
What? Oh, yes, dear?
Here is a doctor dedicating his whole life to humanity, and his poor little wife cannot even buy a single yard of cheesecloth. Tell him!
Oh, tell him. Oh, yes! Sorry, I was thinking.
Oh, he'll take all night. I'll tell you.
Oh, won't that be tiring on your jaw, Mrs. Wilgus?
Well, sometimes using the injured member can facilitate recovery.
Isn't he sweet? Since the doctor will not accept a fee for saving me, we have found a way to repay you. Wilbur has an option on a big empty lot, and as soon as a big company buys it for a department store location...
A big syndicate is behind this. Oh, can't mention any names, though, you know. But you can triple your investment in 1 month.
Alex, wouldn't that be wonderful?
If there's one thing he knows, it's real estate.
Well, that's very generous of you, but I'd rather not. If it'll make you feel more comfortable to send me $5 for last night's visit, well, you go right ahead.
New doctors, do you like to be poor?
Well, actually, Mrs. Wilgus, there hasn't been a case of malnutrition in this house for over 3 years.
Jeff's been looking a little pale recently.
In the past year, I have more than tripled my assets in real estate. Let me cut you in for $5,000.
Well...
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. You saved my Celia's life. Make it $10,000.
Triple? $10,000?
I don't think we can afford to get that rich.
Mortgage the house. It's a chance of a lifetime. Oh, you can't miss on this deal. I'll guarantee it myself. Our little town is growing. Grow with the community, I always say.
Well, I appreciate your motives, and I'm very grateful, but... May I have a little time to think about it?
Well, if you don't have the money, I'll put it up for you. But I must know by tomorrow.
I'll let you know by tomorrow.
Yes, we'll have an emergency meeting of the Finance Committee tonight.
Wilbur, let's go home. I must soak my jaw.
I was only practicing my backswing.
Whether Alex decides to invest or not, we're both very, very grateful to you.
He owes it to you. Good night, children. And remember, do your homework, even though you hate it. We all have to put up with things we don't like. Come along, Wilbur.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Wilgus. Good night, Mrs. Wilgus.
Isn't she a brave woman? In spite of the pain, she goes right on talking.
Wilbur?
Good night, Mr. Wilgus.
Daddy, I have $18 saved up in a cigar box.
And we could sell our books and raise some money.
The gold rush is on. Now, look, friends, I must urge caution. Oftentimes, the lure of gold can be a mirage.
The caution never carved this great nation out of the wilderness. Can we talk about it?
We can talk later. Now it's bedtime. Time to sleep. Perchance to dream. Upstairs.
Well, Daddy, I could give up lunches. I've been gaining weight anyhow.
Upstairs.
Oh, we could save money if I didn't have to go to Dennis for a year.
Upstairs. In a time of emergency, the sacrifices those kids will make.
Oh, Alex. Darling, I know you're thinking about ethics, but won't you please try to think about the furniture?
Donna, how can I accept a real estate tip as a medical fee?
Frontier doctors used to accept barrels of flour or hogs.
All right, send the Wilgerses a bill for two hogs.
Honey, there isn't anything in the Hippocratic Oath against growing with your community. And if there's anything he knows, it's real estate.
I don't want to dim the dollar signs in your eyes, but where are we going to get the money?
Well, couldn't we take some of the money we have in the bank, like $1,000?
Nope.
$700? Six? Five? Four? Honey, I'm not going under $300. Please? Don't you want to grow with your community?
Okay, Madam DuBarry.
I love you. Let's see, $300 tripled is $900.
Yeah, but what if the big deal doesn't work out?
Oh, you heard Mr. Wilgus. The syndicate's behind it.
How can we say no to the syndicate? All right. I'll give Mr. Wilgus the money tomorrow. But I don't want this family to start living like the House of Rothschild.
Well, honey, nothing will change radically. I'll just get the couch recovered and buy some clothes for the children. And let's see, for myself, I'll buy a car, a fur coat, and a diamond tiara.
That all?
Oh, darling, you have to be sensible. After all, you're only investing $300. Good morning.
Good morning.
Come in, Mr. Alexander.
Thank you. Did you talk to your husband?
Practically all through the night. Well, we finally made our decision. This one.
I'm so happy. It's exquisite material. It's $16 a yard.
It's the fabric we like. Excuse me. Oh, hello, Mrs. Wilgus.
$300. You try and do people a favor.
I know, Mrs. Wilgus, but we didn't want to get rich so quickly. We just want to adjust to it gradually.
Of course, if you don't want to get rich. Wilbur got a call this morning. Naturally, I can't mention any names,
Mr. Alexander, this is our neighbor, Mrs. Wilgus.
How do you do, madam?
Well, I'm fine, considering. Thank you. Oh, you're not going to get the cheesecloth, are you?
No, as a matter of fact, we've chosen something very expensive. Do you like it?
Well, of course, if you have your heart set on it.
Well, it is a neutral shade, and it does go with the rug.
Well, I don't like to say anything, hon, but why don't you get a new rug to go with the couch? I mean, after all, hon, you're the one that has to stay at home and stare at these rugs all day.
I absolutely agree. Shall I send out our man with carpet samples?
Oh, it's not that bad. If it gets too depressing, I can always look at the walls or the children.
As you know, I never interfere in other people's affairs. But I think you should do something about that, too.
Exactly my sentiments, Mrs. Wilkes.
You're going to make a great deal of money on this deal.
My husband made a financial investment.
The syndicate is behind it. Naturally, we don't want this to get around, young man.
I'll be the soul of discretion. As long as you're coming into a financial windfall, why don't I go through the rest of the house and make suggestions for improvement? It's part of our service.
Good idea. I'll help.
We can't afford it.
Honey, it won't cost anything. It's coming out of the profits. Where shall we start?
We'll recover that chair in the same material.
Good.
I think we should have a beige rug, all wool.
Naturally.
I'd like to see some heavy textured velour instead of those drapes. Right?
Right.
Right.
We'll tear out the mantle and replace it with a Chinese modern screen with marble facing.
I don't agree. I like limestone.
Well, that might work. What do you think, Mrs. Stone?
Oh, I like this one.
Lovely. It'll come out of the profits.
Limestone.
Now, we'll take this table and...
Oh, no, you're not going to take this table. My aunt gave it to us as a wedding present.
Well, that's very sentimental, Mrs. Stone.
I'm keeping the table.
Well, Chinese modern sometimes combines very well with antiques. Pardon me.
Isn't he wonderful?
Oh.
What do you think?
This room will have to be done completely.
You mean nothing can be saved?
I'll prepare some preliminary sketches and cost estimates.
Don't stint. We want everything to be right, don't we, Hum? Well?
Shall we go through the upstairs?
I've got some wonderful ideas.
Now, you've been very helpful, but $300 tripled is only $900.
But, hon, you plow back the $900, you get $27. Then you plow back the $27. Now, there is a wall upstairs that is simply crying to be demolished. Wait until you see it. And then the boys' room. Oh, my dear.
Three times seven is 21. Carry two.
$8,100.
Don't you see, dear? All you have to do is keep plowing back the profit.
Mother, you know, if I get all those new things for my room, I'll have an incentive for keeping it neat.
And besides, I won a great victory today. I get to keep this table.
Well, there must have been a battle. And we can take the table, move to another town, or start a whole new life around it.
Mom, Dad! Mr. Wilkes is coming over, and he's got a briefcase with him.
Hey, maybe it's full of money.
Now, let's stop the hysteria. This whole deal may blow up in our faces.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Mr. Wilkes.
Just thought I'd come over and break the good news to you.
Why don't you sit down before you tell us the good news?
Thank you. Now, this is all very confidential.
You're among friends, Mr. Wilkes.
I got a call today from an Eastern financier. Now, he tried to play it cool, but I saw right through him. And he ended up by offering me a big profit on our investment.
How much?
Children, how much?
Well, I can't tell you the figure, but it was big.
Big? Well, let's take it.
Well, you can't grab a profit and run. If R.J. wants it, he knows something.
Who's R.J.?
Big Wheel. Lots of spooks.
Oh, dear, he's absolutely right. Why should we give all the profits to R.J.?
Well, if you feel kind of nervous about this, Doctor, I'll be glad to buy back your interest.
No, Daddy, don't.
You better not.
No, I'll stay with it, Mr. Wilkes, and thank you very much.
Don't thank me. After what you did for my Celia.
How is Mrs. Wilkes feeling?
Oh, she's the old... Celia again. By the way, there are some legal papers that need to be filed. Now, your end of this will come to about $20. Oh, I shouldn't even bother you with this at all.
Oh, no, I want to pay my share, Mr. Wilkes. I'll send Jeff over later with a check.
We're going to come out even better on this deal than I thought. Oh, there's another thing. Celia tells me that you're going to redo the whole house.
And Mrs. Wilkes was very helpful.
I'd hold on if I were you for a little while. You may want to buy a new one. Well, I'll keep you posted, so good night, girls. Good night.
I
know the way. No, I know the way.
Goodbye.
Oh, dear, don't worry about the $20. After all, if R.J. wants to
I'm not worried. I consider the $20 our first dividend.
Dear, I promised Mr. Alexander that I would call today and give him some kind of answer.
Dr. Stone speaking. Oh, hello, Mr. Wilkes. Yes? Well, it's fine. R.J. has raised his offer.
Oh, don't sell.
Don't tell it. Mr. Wilkes, I'll go along. Yeah. Yeah, what? Oh. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess those things are necessary. Well, I'll send it over later. Yeah. Goodbye, Mr. Wilgus.
Are we rich?
We're close. We need some new surveys made on the land. My end of it comes to $35. Now, look, darling, I know we're going to get rich plowing it back, but couldn't we just sell out now and get our money?
And have our couch covered with cheesecloth. Face Mrs. Wilgus again as long as we live.
I'd like that.
Now, Dad, all I'm asking you to do is just double my allowance.
Well, me too,
now, look,
Daddy.
Will you all stop counting our profits and relax?
Well, Daddy, Mr. Wilgus said he was coming over with some important news, and that could only mean one thing.
You know, I could use an English razor and outboard motor.
Well, I figured out my wardrobe for the next semester, and it comes to $389.
Now, let's not get hysterical. We'll just get a few things for the house, buy some clothes, and put the rest in the bank.
No yacht?
Well, maybe a small one.
Good evening.
Won't you come in?
Tell them.
Well, as you know, a certain chain was going to buy our property to build a new department store. Naturally, everybody else would start building around there, and the prices would start to skyrocket. We'd all be on Easy Street.
Yes?
The department store is going to be built on the other side of town.
That's terrible. What about RJ?
RJ? He's buying into a titanium mine in Nairobi.
Really, now, if we could wait for a few years...
Doctor saves my life. And you will let him in on a deal that takes the food from his children's mouths.
Oh, now, it's not all that bad. Mr. Wilgus honestly was trying to do me a favor.
We knew we were taking a chance.
Well, maybe in a few months. You can't hit the bullseye every time.
Wilbur, let us go.
I have a few things to say to you, and they are strictly confidential.
I'm so sorry.
You save her life and she ruins ours.
I had three dresses picked out. I'm sorry.
Why should you be sorry? We all made the decision.
As a matter of fact, Mother, you were the one who warned us to be careful. Remember, Jeff?
Well, sure. And Dad talked you into it.
Oh, Donna, it isn't tragic.
Oh, I fell for the lure of get rich quick. How will I explain it to Mr. Alexander?
Now, we've all learned a lesson. Let's just do what we started out to do. Recover the couch.
But we can't afford it.
Oh, Mother, I think the couch looks beautiful just the way it is.
Me too.
Yes, it does look nice. Besides, it goes so well with the rug and the drapes. Maybe I'll just get a new table.
Oh. Doctor Stone! Doctor Stone, come quickly! Oh, it's Wilbur! I think I killed him! He's just lying there!
Get my bag!
Get your daddy's bag! Daddy!
Wilbur. I was just talking to him with that golf club in my hand.
Now, just lie there for a moment.
Tell her, but what hit me?
I did, darling. Oh, thank heavens you brought back my Wilbur to me, Dr. Stone.
Well, I'm so grateful to you, Doctor. Oh, I'll make it up to you.
Yes.
I have a little piece of property on 3rd Street.
$300
or so. You can't miss on this, Doctor.
I sure say. Oh, well, bro, the community. If you're short of cash, well, I know. Get a mortgage now. Yes, sir. Get a mortgage. Get some things. Bro.